Yo, 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 what is going on, podcast crew? So great to be back here in the Daily Podcast. It feels like I'm back in rhythm. Doesn't feel 100% real, but it feels like I'm back in rhythm. And today, a question that I like to ask. I need to do realizing more in the podcast and so many more things. Need to do things more in a form of questions. Questions for you all to make you think. Questions force you to look inside. And the question today I'd ask you would be, what is your survival strategy / tactic / pattern? What is it? What have you developed into this tactic to keep you afloat, to keep you surviving, to keep you, in a sense, thinking that you're happy? What is it? And at the same time, I want to really get you to reflect on what is your survival tactic that is no longer serving you? Your survival tactic that is no longer serving you. And this is huge because we all have some kind of tactic. We all have some kind of survival method. Before we get into that, a way you can kind of tell what it is when things start to irritate you, a friend, a spouse, a loved one, someone random in the street, someone who comments on one of your posts, what do you usually do? What has been your survival tactic you've used? And normally this is something that's come up in your childhood usually. You know, I was doing this with my coach, and the one thing that came up for me was my survival tactic that I used was kind of just getting away. That was my survival tactic. And then once you find what it is, as you guys already know, now is the time to dive in. Now you know, okay, for me, my survival tactic is to get away from everyone. Okay, why do I do that? And now a lot of things come to mind. Because if I speak out, then I'm going to be judged. If I speak out, then I might be kicked out of the tribe. All these develop during childhood. And all of these are really good tactics that we have. But most of the time, these survival tactics we have are no longer serving us. And as we grow up, they're the things that hold us back. You know, as I've tried to, this survival tactic for me is to be safe, to not be bothered, to be left alone. So survival tactic is not sharing too much, because when you share too much, people start to question. And then when you have a lot of questions, that gives you a lot of attention on you. You know, my survival tactic since I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to speak out and speak against things, because then I'm going to have to deal with the fallout from that and the feedback people are going to give and the negative comments and the negative things people say. So for me, there's a very deep underlying thing for this. And as you guys know, I've been shifting and changing this. And if you guys don't know, the upcoming program for this month is Untold, where we'll be speaking about your truth, because I've realized that it's been the most liberating thing that I've done. Because I had so many survival tactics and strategies that I used to get me to this point. And it's not beating yourself up, because this is something that you used. And in the past, it was what you needed to get to this point you are right now, listening to this podcast. So it's first of all, it's acknowledging them. Acknowledging like, yeah, I tend to run away. I tend to shut down. I tend to not talk to anyone. So you acknowledge that. Now you've identified it. Now you make peace with it. You accept it. You don't beat yourself up, because it was the only thing you knew. Maybe after that heartbreak, you just decided that your survival tactic was to just close off your heart, to not be open to meet new people, not be open to go out, not be in a place to meet new people and to have those opportunities. And at that time, it was a pretty, in your mind, with what you knew, it was a very good reason behind it, very validated in your mind. So this is something that's very important to really, really consider and to think about, because now we're at a point, I'm at a point, and you definitely are in the point, especially if you've been around this podcast for a while, that you realize that, oh, this served me well. I'm grateful that it got me this far, but now it's time to get back to where I belong. Now it's time to get back to the real, true version of me before all that happened. That's what this entire journey is about. This entire journey of life, when you really look at it, is really getting back to yourself. You know, and this is one thing that I talk about a lot with travel. When someone says, hey, I just want to travel, that really bothers me, because it's like, well, what do you actually want to do? I know you want to travel, But what do you actually want to do? Do you want to escape? Do you want to explore? Because changing your environment, it doesn't really fix the internal problems that we have. It's a great distraction for them, but it doesn't change them in the way that it needs to be changed. This is how you do something and then all of a sudden you snap back into your old self again. This is the going to the gym, signing up, getting a new membership, and then going for a day and never going again. This is the buying that brand new thing that you've wanted and wearing it or using it one time and then it never gets touched again. It's the very same tactic because the internal problem was not solved. Most of the time, not addressed. Mostly it's just bypass. We use a lot of bypass for so many things. So one thing that I'd really like to get your attention to is to understand that these tactics that we used were very important at that time. They got us through. They got us to survive. But I don't think any of you all here listening to this right now are just trying to survive. This is not your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal is to thrive, not just to survive. So now we need to change the strategy to thrival strategies. What is required to get to that level? Yeah, it's opening up your heart again. Yeah, it's stepping out of your comfort zone and putting yourself out there again, speaking your truth. Yeah, now it's time to go out there and really actually share what things you've learned through these hard times you've had. This is what all this leads, because everything else was just setting you up for right now. All those belief systems that got you to here that no longer serve you, it's time to part ways. It's time to say goodbye. And this is something that I really want to encourage you as an individual to look inside and figure out what that is for you. Everyone's going to have something different. Everyone's going to have their thing that they do. And now the goal is now, once you identify it, almost to make peace with it, to accept it, to understand that it was something that was needed at the time. It was the last resort to keep yourself safe, your mind safe, your body safe, your heart safe. But now it's time to get back to you. Time to get back to where you belong. So the one thing that I encourage you guys to do today is to look, find those survival tactics, whatever it was. Make peace with it, let it go, and start building something that will have you in a thrival state, not a survival state. Boom, I think that's it. I hope you guys got something out of it. It was only gonna be really quick, but I felt like that someone needed to hear this out there, and I hope that this will truly benefit you guys. It's fascinating sharing a journey of expansion as I've been expanding myself lately and doing new things. And as you guys know, I'm running monthly programs now with a very big program coming up, most likely the 1st of September, called Fulfilled, which is a 7-week program. But this one coming up this month is Untold, and it's about speaking your truth. And every day, I've said this on my Instagram, every day I've come up with something new I'm going to talk about in there. Because we live in such a world where people don't speak their truth. They don't show what it is they don't say what they want to say. They think, they post, they share the things that they think everyone wants to see. But it's funny because that can be one of the most losing strategies, because it can get you ahead quick, but the long-term effect of it is unfulfillingness and feeling like you are working for people. You're just seeking approval instead of just doing what you do and letting other people join you. So this is what I'm working on. This is the program for this year, I feel, or this month of August, well, the August coming up soon. And I encourage you guys to join me in it. Join us who are going along on this journey to learn about telling your truth. But the one thing to tell your truth first is to recognize what has been your tactics and belief systems that are no longer serving you. This is step number one, to recognize those. Because if you don't recognize it, it will keep on slowly sucking almost the life out of you because you're trying to wear a shoe that no longer fits. So this is my thoughts, my encouragement to you guys. I thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying the daily podcast. If you can, leave a rating. Drop me an email, lukelifecharms@gmail.com. Love hearing from you guys. It's been a while since I've got an email from any of you on the podcast. And I guess that's a big probably because of me not making so many episodes, but I'm back. Happy to be back. Looking forward to hearing from you guys, emails of questions you have, and we'll address them here. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And this is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.